Dozens of people have been killed and many more injured in Egypt during overnight protests staged by supporters of Egypt's former president Mohamed Morsi, who was ousted earlier this month. Although there are conflicting reports as to the death toll, a health ministry official says at least 65 people were killed. The former Egyptian president was removed from office July 3rd, following a wave of protests against his regime. Father Rafik Grish is the press office director of the Catholic Church in Egypt. He spoke with Anne Schneibel about the current situation in Egypt following the latest spate of protests.
Yesterday, it was a very nice day because our brothers are Muslims, and I mean to say that so that I don't say the Muslim Brotherhood. They are fasting because it's Ramadan time. And starting from 2 o'clock yesterday, all the Egyptians began to go to the squares and the streets on the invitation of the General Sisi. And really the people had their iftar. Their iftar is mean to break the fasting time in the streets. And where I am, my location, my church, is just behind the presidential palace. And there were enormous people there and all the streets of Egypt and its squares were filled of people. Estimate number is around 30 million people, maybe a little more, which is enormous. It was the greatest number of people that would ever go to the street. And they went to the street, like we said yesterday, to give a mandate to the army to end the violence inside Egypt and the to arrest the fundamentalists and the terrorists in Sinai. Yesterday was very nice. The people were very happy. But also in Alexandria, we had some maneuvers have happened there. And there were from the Muslim Brotherhood. So there was one killed and several injured. Also in Cairo, where they gather, which is called the square of Rabaa al-Adawiyya, they tried, those of the Muslim militias of the Muslim Brotherhood, tried to go further in other streets, and they were stopped by the police. They stopped their way to go to these streets, and they started to burn all over the place, especially where is the tomb of Anwar Sadat, which and also the what we call the monument of the soldiers. And they began to make a wall against anyone who would come to the street. So the police shot tear gases on them. And at the end, and this was all in the beginning of the very, very early in the morning, and up till now, the numbers of people killed is not officially said. But what we know is that at the place where they are gathering, the people got fed up because they are gathering in a place where there are many buildings. People want to go to work. They want to go down. They want to go to their universities, the schools. The women want to go to have to the marketplace to bring their goods, and they are not able to do that because these people are staying in this part of Cairo. And we hope that they will find a way, peaceful way, to finish this strike in this square.
Now, how is the Catholic Church and other Christian communities, how are they responding in general to this protest?
At the time of the iftar, most of the churches rang their bells. And the people, even the Christians, helped the Muslims to break their fasting with juices and chocolates and food, etc. And the people themselves, they offered each other whatever they had in their hands as a sign of love, of charity, of solidarity. But Christians cannot go to the place where was this small battle this morning because you are not permitted to go as a Christian to go there, and it's not safe at all to go there because the people are very, very irritated. And it is the most fundamentalist part of Cairo, so a Christian cannot really penetrate there. So we pray for them up till now.
Is there anything else you think our listeners at Vatican Radio should know about with regard to the situation in Cairo and throughout Egypt at the moment?
This protest done by the Muslim Brotherhood and their allies is a dangerous one, because they are always threatening the Christians. And the Christians are always in the front, if you want to. So sometimes they can try to burn a church or to write on the walls or to be aggressive or to hurt people. From 2 days ago, somebody from our church in her car, two with the motorcycles came and took the rosary from the mirror, because we put the rosary on the mirror, so they broke the rosary and they threw it. You know, some things like that. So, which get people nervous and feel not secure. But the price of freedom, like I said yesterday, has to be paid. It's already a miracle that the Muslim Brotherhood are not in power now. So what they are doing to intimidate the people or to cause some disturbance to the society is something normal. We will try to bear it as far as we can.